This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, filling in for Terry Gross. The new movie Stardust is a fairy tale sword and sorcery epic based on a graphic novel. The director is Matthew Vaughn, who made the British crime thriller Layer Cake. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Several hours after I emerged from the documentary The 11th Hour, in which Leonardo DiCaprio solemnly explains how humankind is doomed if our species doesn't work with instead of against nature, Brooklyn was hit by its first tornado since 1888. The next day, I watched Max von Sydow, a week after the death of Ingmar Bergman, fail to hold his own against Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan by a French taxi driver who just discovered his inner American cowboy. An hour later, I gazed on Robert De Niro in another film under the direction of Madonna's husband's best man as a closeted pirate captain prancing to the can-can in a tutu. I haven't checked the Rapture Index, but surely this is a cosmic convergence. The end might well be nigh. Apocalypse aside, I had a good time at Madonna's husband's best man's film, Stardust, a romantic fantasy that's very loosely based on a book by the revered graphic novelist Neil Gaiman. It has good and bad princes, a fair damsel, a wicked witch, a unicorn, a lot of corny romance, and some sick humor. But if it's overblown in obvious ways, it's disarmingly puckish in others. After about five prologues, a star falls from the sky into a walled magic kingdom, nestled somewhere in the English countryside, possibly west of C.S. Lewis's wardrobe. A young man named Tristan, played by Charlie Cox, goes off to get hold of that star, to impress the beautiful girl he loves, played by Sienna Miller. I've left out key details, but the big thing is that even though the star makes a stadium-sized crater, it's played by Claire Danes. Now, having to embody a star could, in theory, put an end to one's stardom, and Claire Danes doesn't have the refined features of Sienna Miller. But she's one of the few actresses who can bring off guilelessness. Accepting her, and not rolling our eyes when the white light radiates from her being, is a kind of pact we make with the filmmakers. Tristan gets to her first, but the villains are right behind, chiefly Michelle Pfeiffer as an old crone of a witch who wants to cut out the star's heart to stay young and beauteous. Pfeiffer turns her displeasure on the hilarious Ricky Gervais as a scheming but buffoonish black marketeer whose magic implement she seeks.
Due west, you say, and you're certain he had a girl with him?
Yeah.
You're sure? Absolutely sure? Sure you're not lying?
I'd cross my heart if I had one.
Huh.
Brilliant.
You'd better be telling the truth, you two-faced dog.
I can get you one of them, actually. Very good guard dogs. They can watch the back and the front door at the same time. Get anything you want.
What are the chances of getting a Babylon candle?
That one's slim. Although, I did know a girl once, if you know what I mean. I'm a ladies' man. Who had a sister. I think it was a woman. Oh, she was terrible. Face like a bag of frogs. Ugly frogs. Yep.
Enough.
Pfeiffer plays the same stereotypical shrew in Stardust that she did in Hairspray, but this time her slow burns have great punchlines. With exquisite annoyance, she flings out an arm and turns a goat into a man, a laddie into a lassie, and a rival into a flaming torso. When the script calls for witchy cackles, she does not cackle witchily halfway. She's also so stunningly, mythically gorgeous that she makes this phony universe seem real. The magic of cheekbones. The Pirates of the Caribbean people would have stretched this material out to 8+ hours, while a visionary genius like Terry Gilliam would have royally messed it up by putting more emphasis on the world's wheels and pulleys than the narrative. The model for Stardust, luckily, is the Princess Bride, with a dollop of black adder, and to cut the facetiousness, non-stop rhapsodic heavenly choirs. As the capering queen of a pirate, De Niro is awful, yes, yet his gung-ho spirit wins him brownie points. Maybe his performance isn't a harbinger of the apocalypse. Maybe we can save the Earth and find a good part for Max von Sydow.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. This is Fresh Air.